there's a Jew by the name of Reb Elisha Lowenstern. Reb Elisha Lowenstern is 38 years old. He made Aliyah with his family from New Jersey, Highland Park, New Jersey, at the age of 8, grew up in Beit Shemesh, lived in Israel in a town called Harish, and very successful software engineer, and also a Talmud Chacham. Every free moment he sat and learned. In fact, his wife shared, he would do his exercise routines, and sometimes there's like a 30-second break between one routine and another routine. He had a Mishnayos there. And while catching his breath, he didn't waste those 30 seconds or minute between one routine and another routine. I was learning Mishnayos. Elisha was killed in Gaza just in the month of Tevis. He was killed on Rosh Chodesh Tevis, December 13th. He was 38 years old, and he left his wife, Hadas Lowenstern, and 6 children, ages 10 months to 12 years old. He was preparing his 12-year-old, his oldest, for his bar mitzvah coming up. And he was actually in Gaza, and he was on a mission to rescue wounded soldiers, to be able to give them the medical care they needed and save their lives. And actually, at this point, he was exempt from army service, but he felt that it was his duty to defend his people, his homeland, his brothers and sisters, and he volunteered for service. He was a pillar of his community in Harish, and as I said, on Rosh Chodesh Tevis, he was killed by an anti-tank missile fired by Hamas, Yimach Shemam V'Zichram. And actually, as what I read, the story was that he saw that his unit was in danger, and he jumped in order to save them, and saved many of them, but he was killed. So this happened, as I said, Rosh Chodesh Tevis. Close to 2 months later, another Jew, happens to be a friend of mine, his name is Shalom Goodman, he's an editor in the Wall Street Journal, lives in Brooklyn in New York, had a baby boy, and the bris was just a few weeks ago, Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar Aleph, and he and his wife decided to name the baby after Elisha. There's no family connection, there's no acquaintance, there's no relationship, not even knowledge, but his wife, Leah, shared that when she read the story and she knew she's soon giving birth, she just felt that she wants to name her baby for this man. So he named him David Elisha for David HaMelech, who was also quite a warrior, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim, and for Elisha Lowenstern. Shalom is a friend of mine, so he shared with me the good news that he had a baby by email, that he had a baby with a picture of him holding his new baby, and the decision they made, and the bris. So I wrote a note to him, and I said, make sure to call Hadas Lowenstern and tell her. He didn't think of it, you know, she's an almana with 6 kids, a lot going on in Israel, this was something he did here. So he reached out to her, him and his wife both reached out to her, and they shared with her the news. It happens to be, Hadas shared, that every single Rosh Chodesh, her husband, bought her a gift. Every single Rosh Chodesh for the new month, her husband went and bought her a gift. So he sent me back what she wrote back to Shalom and his wife, the new mother and father. I have no words really. May Hashem bless you and your family. May you always know Simcha in your life. A huge hug to my David Elisha. I'm looking forward to meet him and to your wife too. I have no words to tell you how meaningful this is for me. The best Rosh Chodesh present that I received from my husband. This was the Rosh Chodesh, she couldn't receive a gift, but she received a baby named after her husband, continuing his legacy for eternity.